snowplow.
Hello?
Yes, hello there. Hi, good morning. My name is Lulu. I was calling to speak with the owner of My Insulation Guy.
That's me.
All right, very good. How are you today, sir?
Terrible headache. Woke up with
Trying
to get through the day, to be honest with you.
That's
funny you say that, Lulu.
That's funny you say that, because you know what? I woke up with a headache, too, and I never get headaches.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. I just woke up with it. It sounds like shit. Yeah, something all bad.
Do you take Tylenol?
What do you got?
I got the very first stage of... Go ahead.
Ibuprofen. Ibuprofen and coffee. I know that's not helping out, but that's what I did.
I know. Coffee is
good.
I take coffee.
I take care of myself. So, Lily, what do you got for me?
I have the very first page of Google. On the very first page of Google for your keyword searches there. That's what I got for you. But we are not
Google.
Keyword
search engine optimization?
We are a full service marketing firm. Yes, sir. We've been working directly with Google for 18 years, but I wanted to emphasize that we are not Google, okay?
I know you have to say that.
Well, I'm honest. Hey, you know, I didn't want to mislead you. When I just, you know, we just started talking about listing your company on the first page of Google, I didn't want you to think that Google, you know.
I'm sure you have people that are like, we got people in Google. Yeah, I've had someone tell me that. I've got an inside to Google. I'm like, do you? You live in Shawnee Mission, Kansas. I don't fucking think you do, Ryan. I don't think you do, buddy.
Oh, my God. Things people will say just to get business, you know? That's horrible.
Yeah, well, it's like Medicare. A long time ago, I sold Medicare, and you had to be very careful in saying, because people would toe that line and say, we work with Medicare. That's funny, but that's not illegal. What's illegal is saying, I'm calling on behalf of Medicare. Yeah, and a lot of people would say that. I'm calling with Medicare. You know, you represent
illegal.
A brokerage. That's illegal. You represent a brokerage that has Medicare policies.
Right.
But we had to hear this, and I know you know what TCPS laws are. So
what is
that's
it called?
Why you have to say TCPS?
No, I don't.
Oh, really? Are you your own company, or are you an agency?
I work for we're a pretty good sized company here.
So you don't know what TCPS is?
TTPS? Actually.
TCPS.
Never heard of
that. Telephone, communications, whatever. It just means that it's the law that you have to adhere to when you're making unsolicited phone calls. You have to make them between certain hours of the day. You can't say certain things. If you're doing anything contractual, you have to say you're calling on a recorded line, you know, stuff like that. We were really strict about it because of Medicare. Anyways, first page of Google, what's the name of your company and what are you guys, what are you?
Localsplash.com is the name of the company. And, you know, we're a premier Google channel partner. So were you
you guys offer search engine optimization and advertisement, or either or, which one?
We do it all.
Okay.
And, you know, there's many packages, there's many different ways, there's, you know, whatever, you know, and I'll share that with you here in a minute. I didn't even get your first name. What is it?
Daniel.
I'm sorry.
It's mine, and then my middle name is Insulation, and my last name is Guy. That's Daniel Ken.
You're a dork. That's not your name. I thought I heard you say Emilio or something.
No. It's Daniel Ken. That's my name.
you're pulling my leg. What's your name?
Daniel Ken.
Silly me. Okay, Daniel. All right, so how long have you owned the company so far, Daniel?
We've been in business for a little bit over a month.
Okay. Did you, all right. So you're fairly new.
To my own business, yes. But I've
cool.
been in installation for a little while, and I also did some, on my last company, I was a GM, so I had some freedom to do things outside, and I was working 1099 as a business consultant.
Oh, wow.
And I've held enough positions in my life to where I have a pretty solid understanding of how to run the business with business. So I decided that rather than do this for W-2 and with the boss and
right.
to send all the money to them, I figured I know how to run this business without it. So that's what I did. I started the business. And I am...
Well, good for you.
I am 1 month into it, and I already, this month, I have a surplus. I will have a net income of over
$10,000. Dang, that's good money.
Things are going real.
Good
It's good money,
you,
and it's
going to
go
Daniel.
A lot further. I want to build this to 100. I think I can, I've got a path to get this to about 75 to 80K top line revenue a month.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
obviously,
boy.
my margins are gonna thin out as I expand because I'll have to onboard some of these things like these search engine optimizations and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a path to get there, and my ultimate goal with this is to franchise it.
Right.
I want to franchise.
You know what? You keep manifesting that in your mind, and it's definitely going to happen. All you got to do is manifest.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's true.
Yeah,
it's
but you know
true.
What I need? You know what else I need? I need to sort of get some search engine optimization and do
okay. That's what we'll do. We can
because the other thing is, I do want to talk. Yeah, you asked a question. You asked a question.
Oh, that's okay. I'm listening too. Your service radius, what is that, Daniel? How far are you traveling for new potential?
I mean, it's kind of just whatever. I mean, you're not in Kansas City, I suppose, right?
Kansas City? No, but I was there a couple weeks ago dropping somebody off at the airport.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Our office is based
in California. Our office is in California.
Oh, okay.
When COVID hit, I moved from California to Springfield. That's where I am.
Springfield, Missouri?
Yes. South Springfield, yep, right here near...
You live in Springfield, Missouri?
Yeah.
Oh, no joke. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I go down there
like
every year to see the... I go down there every year to see the AA Cardinals. Yeah, I go down there to see them. They play the AA Royals every year.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I've only been here for
yeah.
a week. So, but anyway...
I was going to say, when you said that you have... When you said that you guys are based out of California, that's when I expected you to say, oh, and we are just a drive down the street from Google. So we have the end.
No, we're not.
I'm telling you, I've heard people say everything about that.
I think Google's in Central, we're in Southern, so there's a lot of hours of driving.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
ridiculous.
No, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
But,
stupid.
Yeah, no,
okay,
about 30 miles, I mean,
30
miles? 50 miles-ish. I mean, especially as I expand, I want to spin up a traveling crew because there's a huge underserved market when it comes to like, you know, the smaller towns throughout Kansas and Missouri. And so if you do some targeted advertising around those areas, walk in. But right now, I can only do it. I suppose you guys can fire up keywords and start, you guys can hash out my zip code, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so as we expand, that'll be what we end up doing.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Okay, now, what about commercial? Anything on that end?
Not yet. I don't even want to advertise it right now. Well, when you say that, what are you, you guys don't...
What I want to ask you is if we get you listed, because you said you were interested, so if we get you listed, would you want to be listed for any commercial, or do you want to strictly stay on the residential to begin with?
Yeah, I'll stay on residential.
Yeah.
But I mean, as long as that can be changed real easily.
Of course.
Yeah, with me alone, with me and my 1099 crews, right now, I can't really I can't really take on commercial work. It's too erratic.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I know. Yeah.
All that they want five guys there, and then all of a sudden, you know, then they fail fire inspection, and then they want zero guys, and then you're stuck.
Yeah.
And then they call you up 24 hours before they need eight guys now to catch up.
Uh-huh.
It's just a headache. I mean, you can make a lot of money, but you can also lose a lot of money, too.
Uh-huh. I know. That's true. You're exactly right. And I hear about it, believe it or not. I do. Well, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, so I've heard some pretty, I've heard good stories, mostly good, and I've heard a lot of bad. But,
yeah. You know. Well, the real problem right now is that, you know, and you can change the contract. The real problem right now is, hey, Oliver, they're asking you to lock in contracts, you know, a year before they break ground.
Yeah.
And with the cost increases and things like that, you know, and they won't sign those addendums that say, you know, if there's a material price increase, they want you to guarantee the price.
Yeah.
But that's a huge problem right now, and you can't see it, you know, nobody's bidding commercial projects.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, the commercial companies had the upper hand, and now they're kind of firing back. Because I get requests for them all the time. I get those headhunters on, you know, LinkedIn. They'll call you. Oh, we see you have an inflation company. Would you be interested in submitting a bid? They'll even pay you to submit a bid now. They'll say, you know, there's $150. I'm like, fuck off. $150 to submit a bid? That's nothing. I mean, if I go send this takeoff, first off, this takeoff's going to take me a week to do, or I could outsource it, and I'm going to pay $2,500 to outsource this.
Yes.
So, no. Anyways,
Okay, so I'm going to pull out
for now, but...
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pull up the pricing. I'm going to get my director to apply a brand new and business rate, which helps lower the pricing for you. Okay?
Okay.
So I want to make this the best for you. So let me grab Jesse. He is going to do that. Jesse, where is he? Oh, there he is. Okay. Jesse's cool. You're going to like him.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Daniel?
I just need to return my